We're going to do a quick one this morning. We started a little bit late because of some issues here and there, you know, but we're going to do a quick one this morning. I'm going to be speaking this morning on the subject, the glory of the power of sacrifice. The glory of the power of what? Sacrifice. Thank God for the testimony so far. We thank God for things that He has started doing in our lives, our families. I told you, God showed me families being restored already. I see families being restored. And He said, because of Joseph, the house of Potiphar prospered. And He said, because of you. Because you have taken your time to stand the gap for your family. And some of us have gone the extra mile to ensure that, like the testimony, I call your siblings, call everyone and say, there is something you need to be part of. While we were worshiping here and praising, some people that were online in their houses, they were falling under the unction of the anointing in our meetings. It's the power of God. And you cannot be here present and not get anything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If God can go as far as reaching people who are online and they are sharing testimonies of what God has started doing in their lives, if God can go as far as touching lives of people who are online, how much more you? Are you here with me? Am I communicating? Yes. So you must ensure that you open up your heart this morning and say, God, I am ready. Are you ready? Are you sure you're here with us? Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. The glory of the power of sacrifice. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. And I want you to please understand that there is something about the power of sacrifice. I have come to realize that in life, things don't just change. People take steps and make sacrifices that shift things in their lives. Things don't just change. A wise man once said that there can be no progress, no achievement without sacrifice. And a man's worldly success will be in the measure of his sacrifice. Sacrifice without which you cannot ascend to certain levels in life. There's no success, true tangible success, without sacrifice. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing this morning? Please listen to me. What I'm sharing with you this morning, it has changed the lives of people. It has brought people from the dust and put them upon platforms they never expected in their lives that they will come. What I'm sharing with you this morning has the ability to turn around the story of your life, to change things, shift it, and bring you to a place where you become an enviable person. And I prophesy by the revelation of this word this morning, somebody's family is coming to the place of envy in the name of Jesus. Said, and the Philistines began to envy Isaac. They were looking at him. They were envying him. He became a subject of envy. If you keep waiting for things to change, you may not see the kind of change that you desire. If you keep expecting that things will change, you may not get the kind of result that you desire. But every time you desire a change, you will rise up and go the extra mile to do certain sacrifices. You will rise up and make up your mind and say, no, I will not settle for where I am. There is something else that I can do. And listen to me, as soon as you rise to make sacrifices and go the extra mile unto God, the heavens over your life, they tear open. I prophesy in the name of Jesus this morning, the heavens over somebody's family, the heavens over your career, heavens over your finances, heavens over your health, your marital destiny, it's breaking open in the name of Jesus. Every level you desire in life, there's a sacrifice attached to it. There's a price for everything. Things don't just happen. Things don't just happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There must be an altar of sacrifice. There must be an altar that is speaking on your behalf. There must be an altar that is sponsoring the quality of your greatness. Child of God, let me tell you, whether you like it or not, in the secular world, everywhere, every person you see outstandingly great, there is an altar servicing whatever they are doing. Don't joke about it. Don't say, I'm not sure. A person can remain in the same position for life until a sacrifice is brought. Genesis chapter 22, we're going to read in this first service, Genesis chapter 22. Please pay attention and follow me. Man to rabadana maya kabashata. Genesis chapter 22. Can you put it? Let's read from verse 1 to 18. We're going to read it very fast for time's sake. We're going to do it very fast. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, can you read with me wherever you are? Let's read it together. And said to him, what? Abraham. And he said, here I am. Go ahead now. Then he said, take now your son, your only son. In other words, God did not see Ishmael. You need to understand that God did not see Ishmael. Ishmael was born by Abraham through Hagar. Yet when God was going to demand for his sacrifice, I can't see Ishmael. In other words, Ishmael is not what? He can't stand on the altar as the sacrifice. Take now thy son, thy only son. What? And you have forgotten that Abraham was willing to agree and say, God, let Ishmael live. Just allow Ishmael. Let him be okay. And he said, no, I'm not seeing Ishmael. I'm not the level of greatness I'm bringing you into Abraham. It must be your Isaac, what you have an emotional attachment to, what you are so connected to. You know the way Abraham had loved Isaac, so knitted in his heart, the son of his old age, at the age of 100, after many years of his life waiting for about 29 years from 30, 70 God called him down to 100 before he got him. You know how Abraham would treasure. I've met women who trust God for the fruit of the womb, and maybe after 5 or 10 or 15 years, God gives them a child, and sometimes it's a son. You need to see, drop the child in children's church. They say, no. I say, woman, drop this child in children's church. They are very careful because it's so important to them. The teachers will take care. They say, I understand. Sometimes they want to sit in children's church. Sometimes they say, let me sit at the back and just carry my son, because of how important that child is to them. So God said to Abraham, he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, the one whom you love. Let's go ahead and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a what? Burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. Go ahead. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place of which God had what? Told him. Go ahead now. Church, let's do it with a loud voice. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar. The place of the sacrifice was not even so easy. Some of you coming to 20 days of glory has been a sacrifice. You have spent money. You have been doing so much. God said to tell somebody, I see your labor. I see your sacrifice. And he said, I will reward you. Oh, you didn't hear me. He said, I will reward you. Take a 3-day journey to the place of sacrifice. Do you know that as God, that's the funny thing about life. God is transforming things and changing them. People travel from afar to come here. There are some people that live very close here. The problem of their life is in our hands, but they will not appear. They sacrifice to just cover and say, let me go there. They can't. They can't make that sacrifice. So God gave him a 3-day journey. Look at how it's even very difficult. If you consider the place of the sacrifice, you will get tired of the sacrifice itself. But God said, take the 3-day journey. And he started going. Go ahead now. Let's read it. Let's read it. For time's sake, this morning, let's be fast about it. One, two, go, everybody. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. In other words, Abraham saw the sacrifice as an act of what? Worship. The sacrifice is an act of worship. You're denying yourself certain things in order to be in the place of encounter with God. It's an act of what? Worship. Many people will say, no, you're just struggling. You're just doing that. It's difficult. Many people will say, oh, they are taking this from me. Nobody has time to take anything from you. If God were wretched and poor and beggarly, if God were like that, it would not be a human being that he will come to. He will look for another God higher than himself to discuss with. Am I making sense here? You won't go to someone you created if you needed something. It is because there's a demand on that thing, and it has to do with the life of the creature, for the lifting of the creature. So we're going to read it together loud and clear, everybody. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac asking his father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? He didn't know in his whole life, as much as his father loved him, that his father would bring him on an altar and slaughter him. He never believed in his life that it would be possible. So he was still asking, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Can we read it once again? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for burnt offering. Can you see faith at work here? Can you see faith at work here? Go ahead. So two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Go ahead now. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. What a man. What a man. He took his son, his only son, the one he loved, and he took his knife and he was about to slay his son. Another time we're reading the Bible says the reason Abraham was doing it was that Abraham believed that if I kill Ishmael, the resurrection power of God will show. Isaac rather. If I kill Isaac, something will happen. But he had poured out all his heart. I can imagine the tears pouring out from the eyes of Abraham. I can imagine the heart of brokenness, wondering that, ah God, are you that wicked? After 29 years of waiting on you, my wife is not even aware that I'm carrying this boy for sacrifice. Because he did not tell Sarah. If he had told Sarah, it would be a serious negotiation. Sarah would have followed him. Sarah would have done like Job's wife and say, curse God and die. No more, we can't serve him again. We can't serve him again. The woman would have said, listen, there's nothing you tell me. My Lord, I know God speaks to you. I agree, but I know God is not that wicked. She would have had all emotional attachment of a woman and, you know, probably hold Ishmael, and as she will be, Isaac rather, as he's holding him and trying to kiss him and hold him and say, my boy, the boy will be crying. As they are crying, maybe the man will say, God, change your mind. It wasn't because he wasn't paining Abraham. It was because he knew that God had placed a demand on Isaac. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? But the angel, can we read together? I want to go. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad. What's that? God looked and said, what kind of, I'm the only person who has the capacity to do this kind of thing. The only reason in heaven there is a place called Abraham bosom. The level of your sacrifice determines the result of your placing. Nobody has bosom. Elijah doesn't have bosom. Moses doesn't have bosom. None of them qualify to have a place in heaven where other saints can follow. But by the sacrifice of Abraham, he qualified. Why? He did the same thing God will do in the future. Sacrifice. God permitted him to be called Father. Father. In heaven, what they call him is what? Father. In heaven, they will call God Father. They will still call Abraham what? Father. What a man. What a man. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now, I know that you fear God. You know, I told you some time ago. I said, how can God be telling somebody now I know you fear me? Somebody that has followed you all his life. 29 years of following you, you didn't know I fear you. How can you say you don't know? Does it take that long to pass your test? Man, this is God. This is God. This is God. 29 years of following consistently. Then God says, now I know that you fear me. Since you have not withheld thy son, again, thy only son. Putting it in his ear so that he will hear well. Since you have not withheld your son, that, please put, I don't want topic. I'm not interested in this topic. Just keep this one. Thy only son, from who? From me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mountain of the Lord, it shall be provided. So Abraham had a walk with God where he got to the point where if God demands it, I will not be afraid. If God says that is what he wants, I will not be bothered. Abraham got to that level with God and God put him in a class of gods. and say, Abraham, Elijah will be behind you here. Moses will be behind you here. The sacrifice you have made at this level is so alarming that even the angel had to be fast. Say, stop! Don't do that. Abraham will never have qualified to be the father of all nations. Abraham will not have been qualified to be the person that... Do you know that even after Jesus Christ came and died and resurrected and shed his blood, God still connected our blessing to Abraham. He said, now that you are in Christ Jesus, in fact, it has been really ratified that you are now through Abraham's seed. He said, yes. That it, for what Abraham did, I can never, in the whole of posterity, I can't forget this sacrifice. There are certain sacrifices that enter heaven, and as soon as they enter heaven, all the angels will sit and be saying, what is this? What is it? What kind of people are these ones? And God settled the destiny of Abraham and attached all of us in Christ Jesus, connected us to Abraham, and said to us that even though we are born again today, Apostle Paul is not the father of faith. Abraham remains the father of faith. An Old Testament man did something that caught the sight of God, and God pushed him into the new covenant. Do you know Abraham is the man that God spoke about and said, I have accounted what you did as righteousness. He was the first man from the old to taste of righteousness. The righteousness that we have that imputed on us, Abraham had a foretaste of it. Why? Because God saw his heart. Are you getting what I'm sharing with you this morning? People who are not children of God, they understand these kind of sacrifices. They understand the kind of things. They go the extra mile. They can do almost anything. Some of them will enter graveyard and go and eat the flesh of dead bodies. They will open and eat sacrifice so that they can build a plaza inside the lava. So that they can buy a land in Banana Island. They will go and look for anything they can to do the sacrifice. It doesn't count to them. Yesterday, we were talking about the Business and Career People Summit. Some of you missed. I don't know. But any which ways. No. And Koba mentioned something. I had to go and do my research. So I quickly checked on Google and I said, I want to be sure that it is Mark Zuckerberg that said it. At the point in Mark Zuckerberg's life, he was trying to move in his career to sell Facebook. It was not making sense yet. He was at the prime of Facebook. And Mark Zuckerberg was thinking of what he was going to do at that time. It's on the internet. You can check it later. He wanted to be sure of the next step. It was said that he was confused. He could not think straight. He could not think clear of what to do. And he had a mentor in Steve Jobs, the owner of Apple. So when he started thinking of what to do, he said that he took time and went to Steve Jobs and started asking questions and said, what will I do? I feel like this thing has prospect, but at the same time, I can't see my way clear. I don't know. At that time, he was not rich, of course, so he was just starting. Guess what Steve Jobs did? Steve Jobs told Mark Zuckerberg, he said, come, I will take you to a temple in India. He took him by the hand to a temple in India. And it was said that after Zuckerberg came back from that temple in India, the rest is history. A temple in India. What? They went to sweep the floor of the temple. They went to blow breeze on the gods and they came out. So you see that even Steve Jobs, where Apple is, there is a sacrifice. Please don't joke with these things. The children of this world, the Bible says, they are wiser than the children of the kingdom in their own space because they know how to take their territories. They may not have eternal life. They will die and go to hell. But you can suffer on earth and enter heaven. Brothers and sisters, you can enjoy on earth and enjoy in heaven. So he took him to the temple. Who knows what they did? Who knows what they did upon the life of the guy? And he started seeing well. For whatever reason, they brought him out today. He's now even buying more. Taking WhatsApp over. He's ready Instagram over. He's ready to shift anything. Why? There is an altar that is sponsoring his business. What altar is sponsoring your business? What is sponsoring your business? And there is an altar that has been shed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of sacrifice that speaks better things. When we call people, come and pray, they'll be lazing around. Come and do the thing, they'll be lazing. Listen, if you are not ready to give the demand that the altar is calling for, then get out of the altar. To not service you. When they tell somebody, wake up every day by 12 o'clock for the next 21 days, you must go and bait at this junction. Nobody, he will set 17 alarms to wake him up. Because if he misses some of them, they will say, you go mad. Our God is merciful. Our God is wonderful. That's why our God is not like those gods. place a demand on them. And when they place those demands on these guys, they will go the extra mile to do anything. Some of them will bait in the public. At a point, I heard that in Benin, people were baiting in the public to travel abroad. On the road, they will go and bait because they want to get favor. To travel abroad, you go and bait in the public. The same person that if there's a small hole in the bathroom of their toilet, they will close it, use all the wrapper, close it. Now you are in the public and people will pass and they will see and you will cover your shame because you want to rise, sacrifice. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing this morning? I want you to understand it. I'm not going to spend so much of time on this because there's so much to share with us. So much. In Genesis chapter 25 from verse 15 to 18, God said, because you have done this thing, that's what he told Abraham. He said, because you have done this, if you really want to see what God can do with your life, you must be willing to go the extra mile to make sacrifices in heaven. In heaven, there is a sacrifice that is speaking for us today. It's the blood of Jesus. If not for that sacrifice, God would have looked one day and just wiped all of us away. Before the blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice was speaking for us here on earth. Noah's sacrifice. Noah came out of the ark and he brought animals. Nobody told him. And Noah brought an ark and animals and he sacrificed unto God. The Bible says God smelt a sweet smelling savour and he vowed that because of Noah, I will never again use rain. No matter how rain falls on this earth, I am sure, Mavis, I'm sure that it will never cover all of us. If you like, let it fall for 100 days. Why? He said you will see again the rainbow. One man made a sacrifice that drew the attention of God to remember many generations after the man would have died. There's a sacrifice you can make that will make your generations come out of poverty. There's a sacrifice you can make that can break the curse of that marital delays and servitude in your family. Somebody say sacrifice. I can hear you say sacrifice. If you have watched Nigerian movies very well, which is a common thing they do, it's not just a movie. Every country's movie is a reflection of the realities of things that happen there. Watch every movie you see. They don't get the revelation from the moon. It's what is happening around them that they are showing you. They will go to one place, a poor, beggarly person. We enter somewhere and they will tell him, we need your mother. He said, my mother. He will first run. By the time Sapa shows him the revelation of Sapa, he will look at his mother where he sucked breast from. The place where he was helpless, running into fire, the woman brought him out. The same woman that did all manner of things just to get mammon. This guy will one day bring his mother as if he's going to buy her a car, close her eyes and take her as lamb for the sacrifice. And after some weeks, you will see the guy driving various kind of cars. You will see the guy building houses. And the wicked demons of those altars would have put a terminal date to his life and say, you can't enjoy. We will not stop you. But this is the time limit. You have a time frame. Steve Jobs is gone. I won't tell you history. I don't know why. Some people... You need to understand things. Don't joke. Christianity is not for the weak-hearted. It's for those who want to follow God. Look at the men, our fathers, our heroes of faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they sacrificed their lives. They said, God, let us die on this matter. I want to beg you, child of God, stop Christianity that you are doing with all manner of convenience, all manner of, hey, I can't do that. I know that God loves me. That's why there's a level you will be in the love of God. Some of us can be in this same love of God and be very wealthy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In organization, somebody has vowed that position of the second in command or first in this company, I will enter there and they will visit somewhere and they will say, steady, don't rush yourself. They will tell the person, this is what you will do. How many children do you have? He said, three. He said, you give us one. He said, which one? He said, how many boy or girl? Which one do you have? He said, I have two girls and one boy. He said, bring the boy. And the man will be looking like this. And the wicked demons of those altars, they demand your best. They demand your sweetest. They demand that only one that they know that after that you will not have again. Is anyone getting what I'm saying this morning? Sacrifice. When Solomon wanted to be wealthy in life, after this I will stop. I don't need to talk too much. No, I don't need to talk too much. A word will be enough for the wise. In 1 Kings chapter 3, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. We're going to read down to 11. 1 Kings chapter 3, please, let's do this very fast. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. Now the king went to Gibeah to do what? To sacrifice there. Can we read it together? I want to go. Now the king went to what? Gibeah to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. I don't know how big the altar is to take 1,000 cows. 1,000 malus, like brothers and sisters, 1,000. 1,000. You know what 1,000 is? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. How many Fulani herdsmen have you seen pass and they pass with 1,000 cows? Count it, most of them 150. Highest is 200. Those who are the real owners of those cows, they are not even in Lagos. They have something. Kill one and see how they. Those things are. You are the one eating, no? All of us are eating things. Now, look at. Go ahead. Let me show you. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and asked, and said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" So God saw 1,000 bullocks. Even Abraham, Moses did not do that. What's his name, brother? His father, David. David did sacrifice. He did very well. Hope you know that. David did very well. If you want to see what nobody has seen, do what nobody has done. David did very well and God placed him in high position and the sure message of David. Then Solomon looked, having learned very well from his father, a very good learner and observer. And he said, if my dad did 999, I will top one and see this God. Then all of a sudden when the sacrifice was done, the Bible says he did not go request. He did not start in prayer request. Father, where are you? Show up. Do the sacrifice. God left his throne in heaven and started coming. Any prayer, he didn't say that he saw prayer point. There was no need for any point. He just came around and he said, Solomon, ask. In other words, at the time he was doing the sacrifice, he had not what? Ask. He had not asked. He had not said what he wanted. He just knew, say, I will trigger this God. I know where to trigger this God from. So he took 1,000 bullocks and the Bible says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and asked and said, ask. What shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy. Can you see it? To your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Go ahead. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go from here or where to go. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just here. I'm a little child. Go ahead now. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? Solomon was the richest man. You think the gold was falling from heaven? It was the wisdom that brought that wealth. Sacrifice provoked God to say, tell me what you want. And Solomon opened his mouth. The speech pleased the Lord. How will it not please the Lord? If the sacrifice has pleased God, your speech will please him. Is he sacrificed? Why is his speech? Are you going to say now? The Bible says that the speech pleased the Lord. And Solomon had, that Solomon has had this thing. Go ahead now. Then the Lord said to Solomon, look at now. God now, the sacrifice was bigger than what he demanded. Do you understand what I'm saying? The sacrifice he made was more than what he was asking. So God said, no. There are many things that should follow this kind of sacrifice. You have asked for only one. So he said, then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, because if you have asked based on this sacrifice, I will give you. He didn't ask for that. Nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked life for your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise heart, an understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Ibinu. God verse. The sacrifice tear scale. God said, Solomon, let me tell you. All the people before you, there's nobody who has this kind of wisdom. All the people that will be after you. Listen, the only reason you can say you have wisdom like Solomon is in Christ Jesus. Is it not the one in Christ Jesus you are claiming? Can you claim anyone? Is there anybody that can claim anyone by themselves? The only person wiser than Solomon on the face of the earth is Jesus. The reason we can claim is because we are in Christ. In the practicality and reality of wisdom, fear Solomon. You cannot manage one woman. How many of you can manage? Easy to manage one woman. One man managed 300 women and 700 women with 300 girlfriends. I as this one is saying, he didn't touch me here. He will say, listen, by the time he give her one wisdom, she will run back and be smiling. The other one will come again. 700 wives, 300 concubines. We didn't hear a day that they were fighting and quarreling in the house. Wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. There are certain dimensions of wisdom and creativity you need for that your business. If you want to operate beyond borders, child of God, there are sacrifices that must be involved. There are sacrifices that must be involved. Don't joke with what you know. Don't wait and say, this. No. Listen, people who talk too much of stories, they will soon become a story. But those who do the right thing, they are the talk of the town. Everybody will be talking about them. Who is this guy? In the positive. You have done this. He says, see, I have given you wise and understanding so that there is none that will be like you. Not after you. Go ahead. And I have also given you what you have not asked. So there are some requests that you did not put in your prayer sleep. You forgot them. You missed them out. And God has seen that in the next 3 months, three years, that thing will become a request. By the power of your sacrifice today, he can add the request to the list and sort all of them. Sacrifice. And I have also given you what you have not asked. He said, both riches and what? Honor. So much honor that Queen of Sheba left Sheba. Eh? You don't understand. Queen of Sheba left Sheba. She came with the glory. She's a very rich woman, very influential woman, very powerful woman. She wasn't poor. If you saw the things the Bible says she brought to Solomon as gifts. Listen, when a man, some people say, how can somebody be blessing somebody that's already rich? You don't understand them. Is or no? If you want to go up, you give up. To help the poor is different from giving up. When you are giving a person higher than you, you are not helping him. He's helping your life. Surely the lesser is blessed by the greater. There's a principle in this kingdom. It's not something you just move around and just joke about. No, there's a principle. When I give to charity, I'm giving somebody. That's why when somebody's on the road is praying for me, don't pray for me. I'll bring money, I'll give you. You don't need to pray for me. I will bless you because I want to bless you, not your prayer. But there's a way somebody that is above is praying for you. Before the person starts the prayer, you're already kneeling down. Why? For the lesser is blessed by the greater. Sacrifice. Certain things, all the stories cannot be told, rather. There are certain things we do here. I have had to take, I was listening to a message one day, as I was listening, Bishop Waluke was preaching somewhere in Lagos. As he was preaching that message, he started saying, the property you are looking for is around you. And God is bringing, I called immediately finance. I said, I'm taking this money, I'm running like a mad person. I took bike from Yanoba. I ran to the place, I saw it, and I knelt. I met the message as it was rounding off. You need to know how crazy I was. I left the office, I packed him, I called finance, I said, yeah, pack the money. I said, this land, we must settle it. I packed it that time and I wrote it on it and I wrote the bishop. He doesn't even know. He doesn't need to know. I didn't go there and say, I want to see bishop. There's something laid on my heart to do. No, I don't need to. I dropped it there and I left. And I started saying, that land, wherever you are around us. Wherever you are around us. Where I was confessing it with the whole of my heart. Another time when we're still on the land matter, there's a way you drop it, you say this thing never click, you drop again. I called finance again, I said, let's do another sacrifice. With this thing, I know it, I don't do it by theory, I don't do it by preaching, I do it by practical. As we were talking about it, I would have shown you the picture. I went and I went to visit Pastor Yemi Davis after we're building gigantic tent. I knelt down, said, sir, this is it. Put it here. He put it. Another time we're doing again. I rushed down to Pastor King in the office. I said, this is it, sacrifice. Put it here. You think this thing you are seeing is my joke? You just brought it from the moon and planted us here. My pastor came back from the U.S. And as he came back from the U.S., I was asking his brother. I said, they told me pastor is in Lagos. And he said, yes, but he's very busy. I said, I've heard. I called another person that was closer. I said, I want to see pastor. He said, I will give you the exact address where he is now. The man called me and gave me the address. I called him. I said, sir, I want to see you now, sir. He said, what's that? I said, we are on many things. And I think that my heart connects that there's a seed of honor that will bring. I called finance. I said, let's release this seed immediately. We released the seed. I went down and I knelt down. And my pastor was praying for me. He said, Mavis, sometimes he's watching what we're doing. He says, you in this life, you know, there's the way you provoke a seed, somebody will they will cross the boundary of what they wanted to bless and over bless. Don't joke with it. Don't joke with it. You joke with your life. Sacrifice. There are many prayer points that you have put everywhere. If there is nothing on your altar, the prayer will be coming as incense. Look at Cornelius. God said, I have heard your prayer and your almsgiving. You have prayed. The next thing is your almsgiving. Sacrifice. I want to wrap up this message today by telling you, church, because of time, so second service people, so that I don't cut them short. There are many things I'm going to share. All the things I share in first service, I won't share all of them in second service, because they are different things actually. Chronic poverty can be broken by the power of sacrifice. Chronic poverty. When the family is tired of poverty, they are tired. There was a woman whose husband died. The husband died, a poor prophet. And the woman met the prophet, and the prophet said, I will help your life. What do you have? He said, give me first, let me eat. The woman said, how can I give you first? He said, give me first. It was sacrifice. The Bible says, the woman said, it was the last that she had in her house. For that she and her son will eat and do what? Die. No, people who sacrifice don't die like chicken. And the prophet said, go get me water. As she was going, he said, shh, woman, come. He said, what's that? He says, man of God, he said, that flour, how many is yours? He says, one cup. It's for you and your children, your son. He said, go and make first for me. And you know, if it's one cup you are making, if you are making garri, you know that you cannot just, to make one cup of garri is hard. Because there's the way you make it. If water don't pass, you need to support. So definitely, I'm sure that as the woman made that thing, there was no hope for she and her son again. Everything went, and she brought the cake and she gave the man of God. And the man of God looked at her. He said, woman, as long as the Lord lives, the barrel of oil, the cruse of oil and the barrel of flour, where you pick this thing from, if you go back there now, you go and see flour. The woman was shocked. The Bible says, according to the word of Elisha the prophet, as he spoke, based on her sacrifice, she went back there till famine finished in the land. Every day she was eating with her child. It didn't drop. Power of sacrifice. There are certain sacrifices that God demands for us, children of God. We have done some crazy things. When I wanted to hit the million rem, I told God, I said, God, I want to hit million rem. I can't be doing everything, 800,000. It will now go. When it's 850, something will just happen. Just drop again. 500,000. It will not drop again. I'm tired of this kind of thing. I want to hit million rem. I had to take million rem offering to drop and sacrifice. I said, no. I will save it. I will gather it. Small. It will accumulate. It must reach million. Child of God. There's what we call the power of sacrifice. I can't tell you everything. And sacrifice is not a one-off thing. You do today, as God blesses you and you continue, you do again. That's why God teaches us the principle of fighting. It's a consistent sacrifice where you have to take from your sweat, that one that pains you. Anytime you're about to fight and it's paining you, immediately repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not angry. I'm so excited. Father, I'm excited. I'm giving you this thing. Start singing and celebrate. Be excited, because anything you give out of a heart, there's a difference between a tearful heart and a heart that is grudging. Grudging means that I don't want to give them. Tears means say I won't give them. It will pain me. Tearfully is different from grudgingly. Grudgingly means I'm not giving it. They are forcing me. Because they force me, I'll give it. There's no blessing. Tearfully means that, it's important to me. I love this thing, but I will give it. And you'll be shedding tears and drop it. Come back later. See the result of heaven. There are many people who have broken the curse of barrenness by sowing seeds. Go and ask the woman that met the prophet. Every time she saw the prophet, the Bible says she went home and made an upstairs. She built upstairs in her house. Nobody was there. Only she and her husband. They don't have children. They just had servants. So nobody was staying there. She carried the prophet and said, prophet, stay in this place. Whenever he practices, he said, there's table there. Table is a place where a person can get a revelation and insight. If I enter a hotel room, I always ask, where is your table? If there's no table, I can't stay there. I didn't come for bed. I'm not a prostitute. I came to sit and read. What is bed when there's no table? So she understood and had sense. And after giving him bed to rest, she said, this is table where you will sit and get revelation. Gave him seat, and in the night she'll be bringing food. One day, the prophet got tired. This thing is too much. You are doing too much. And he came to ask her. He said, woman, what is missing in your house? You are a rich woman. I've seen that everything is old. But is there anything missing? By adventure, he had not noticed that some of the servants, she loved them so much and were treating them like sons. So she didn't know. Gehazi. The servant came. He said, Gehazi, Elisha, one of them. He came and said, man of God, this woman does not have a child. He said, wow. He said, come here. And annoyingly, he started prophesying over her. As the woman said, stop, sir. I don't want. We have done this. Prophet have prophesied. They have prayed. They have done many things. Nothing has happened. How many of them have you done this kind of thing for? Yes, sir. He said, this one is sacrifice. And he said, according to the time of life, by this time, when I'm passing next time, you'll carry your baby. A woman whose body was already weak, that complained that her husband was almost born, there's no hope to have child, all of a sudden she carried. When the devil showed up to eat the destiny of the child, the sacrifice spoke again. The woman was wise enough. She didn't say, ah, my child is dead. When the child was crying, it was grown. And shouting, my head, and he fell down and he collapsed there. The father said they should take him to the mother. The mother picked the child and they said, woman, what is that? Where are you going to? Your child is dead. She said, it is well. You know why? My sacrifice did a talk. She moved on. It is well. Let's see. I got this thing by sacrifice. It cannot die like that. When you get something by sacrifice, it is sustained. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She went back to everybody was asking on the road. She didn't listen to any of them. She went to the prophet, and when the prophet saw her, she said, ah, how did God not tell me this kind of, I mean, prophet should have seen it. He said, no. They gave Gehazi the mantle, a greedy hearted man. He took the mantle, put on the child. He did not wake up. The prophet followed. The Bible says he laid on the child, stretched himself on the child, and the child sneezed and said, take back your miracle. A prophecy that is born out of sacrifice cannot die like that. Rise up on your feet, let us pray. Sacrifice. There's such a thing called the power of sacrifice. Don't let anything, wherever you are, let your heart start saying, this 20 days of glory, what am I going to give now? What is the sacrifice I'm going to make? Let it not be something that you're going to be saying in your heart, hey, I don't know. No, no. This season requires sacrifice. Many prayers have been offered to heaven. Many tears have gone to heaven. But now there needs to be sacrifice on your altar. There needs to be something that, and you know, all of us have different levels of sacrifice. According to what any person has, that is a sacrifice. For some other person, 2 million is a sacrifice. For some people, it's 1 million. For some, 500. Some people, 100, some people 50, some people 5. Whatever, at your level, you know what sacrifice is. You know what you will give and say, ah, this one pain me. You will know what sacrifice is at your level. I want you to pray and talk to God and say, God, I am bringing my sacrifice to the altar. This 20 days of glory, I'm bringing my sacrifice. Lift up your voice and begin to discuss with God on your own personally. Just discuss with God on your own personally. Lekosko rende ne mayaba shata. Lekosko rekete te 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 Raka saka ta 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 Raka saka ta 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 Rako sekete te 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 Just go ahead and talk to God this morning. Decide from your heart. The Bible says every man should decide as he has decided in his own heart. So let him give. This is our 20 days of glory sacrifice. Every year we do sacrifice for 20 days of glory. That is the only major thing we sacrifice from. Apart from the building project that we have all been doing, 20 days of glory is the major time where we come out and say sacrifice. I don't call any prophets to teach my people. I stand as their prophet and I speak over them and I teach them. I don't call anybody. Nobody comes here to raise an offering. If they try it, it's going to be a problem. They know. Some of them already know. Anybody must signal me and say, Pastor, sometimes I say, no, don't worry. This period where we have been, all our offering has been building. How many of us have observed? Everything has been building project, since. So when some people say, it's laid in my heart, I say, sir, let it be channeled towards the building project. Nothing special. Sometimes I'll tell some of them, I say, okay, sir. Some people have blessed us here and they feel like, I will do it by myself. I will do it by myself because I know it. If another person cannot help teach my people what God wants me to tell them, it's in my mouth, I will tell them. And that's why you hardly will see anybody come here to cajole anybody and say, you come out, you don't. No. Every major offering in this church, I raise it. Except maybe my spiritual fathers, when they appear, I'll keep quiet because there's what we call honor. I'll keep quiet and watch. But when I call friends, colleagues, and all that, no. It's okay. You're going to talk to God personally by yourself. You're bringing a sacrifice. Your prayer points have been listed. From this morning, if your sacrifice is with you, you can drop your prayer points at this point. As you're going to give your sacrifice. Then, if it is not with you here and you're bringing it throughout this week, discuss and settle it with God now. That's the most important thing first. This is what I'm going to do. To bring my family out of this curse of going back. To bring my sisters out of these marital delays. How many people in our family? The first is there, second is there, third is there. When will we go? Say, God, my sacrifice is coming. My sacrifice is hitting heaven to provoke the delivery of my testimony. Your business needs to come out of a particular realm and you say, God, this is the sacrifice. If people of the world can do it, I will do my own. I know what I serve. I know the God that I serve. I boast about my God. Go ahead and talk to God. Go ahead and talk to God. Raka sakata la. My God is alive. My God is alive. My God is alive. I boast of my God, and I want men to know that I serve a living God. My God is alive. Oh yes, He is alive. My God is alive. My God is alive. My God is alive. I boast of my God. I want men to know that I serve a living God. My God is alive. Oh yes, He's alive. The New Testament believers, you didn't know why you didn't hear them talk so much. They were already living in sacrifice. They will pick all the, how will you ask somebody who has given all his everything, brought it to church? That's how they were living. So in case you are looking at me and I say, where is it? No, what did you say? The Bible says they brought everything and dropped it. They were living a life of sacrifice, permanently on sacrifice. That's why you see the result. The gospel did not spread just like that. God saw their hearts. So you have discussed with God this morning. Lift up your hands. Whatever your sacrifice is, you have mentioned it to God and put it on the altar. Put it on the altar of your heart first before it will come here. Just decide it, whatever it is, decide it. Whatever you have said, God, this is my sacrifice. In 20 days of glory, this is my sacrifice. Accompanying my prayer, incense of prayer. Lord, let it accompany. As your hands are raised, rapatana managabayadash. I pray for every family under the sound of my voice. Any family under the sound of my voice, where they are suffering from all manner of untimely deaths, chronic poverty in the family, sudden deaths, perpetual smallness and servitude, constant stagnation and setback, by the power of this sacrifice, I command right now, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands if you are sacrificing. Lift up. If you have a sacrifice you are bringing unto God, lift it up boldly. And that's what I'm praying for right now. I declare in the name of Jesus, all the limits and embargoes that have been placed on people, lines that have not been crossed and cannot be crossed, I declare by the mandate of heaven, by the power of this sacrifice, I declare it is shattered in the name of Jesus. It is shattered in the name of Jesus. We have sacrificed prayers, we have sacrificed requests, but now we are sacrificing the sacrifice of our substance, the sacrifice of our tears. For some people it is tangible things like money. Some people might want to give something out of the way. Somebody might say, I'm sacrificing my car, I'm giving out this thing, I'm giving out this property. Anything that is a sacrifice that you have brought out, it is costing you, it is painful, it is tearful, but I declare you are coming back with joy in the name of Jesus. You are coming back with joy in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have decided, settle it in your heart now. So that if you have it today, you drop it today. The account numbers are going to be open. You can drop them today. And if it is physical cash, you will drop it. Please, don't drop it as an offering, the regular church offering. Drop it. You can indicate on it that this is my 20 days of glory sacrifice. If you have to bring it tomorrow with an envelope, please do that. There's a white envelope that can go around church today. Please, I think we have a white envelope. We can give it out for those who want to do it instantly. We're going to take two prayer points before we leave this morning. You are going to pray with me. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. Ala mana mashanda la bayarash. So brende le baroko shata. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. So I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. You're going to lift up your voice and say, Dear Father, I can't hear you shout and say, Dear Father, by this sacrifice, cause my family name to be great upon the earth. I didn't hear you say, by this sacrifice, cause my family name to be great upon the earth in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My family name will be great upon the earth in the name of Jesus. Lekoswada rabadana mashandele eliekos kovregedele boshata mandelia brada da 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 ya shegedele brokoswandelia esata da 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 ya rakasekete ya. I have sacrificed. I have poured out my heart. My family name will be great upon the earth. We will never be small. We will never be small. We will never be smaller. We will never be smaller. Shandele bregedele bostondele baya. Ra da 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 ya. Are you praying, child of God? Are you praying? Shana da 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 ya. Reko sub regedele bostondele ba. Sacrifice something. Let it be painful and tearful. Shana da 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 ya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 71 verse 21. Psalm 71 verse 21. He said, you shall increase my greatness and comfort me of every side. You are going to declare, by this sacrifice, Lord, increase my greatness, comfort me on every side. Are you ready to pray, church? Is anyone here with me this morning? Is anyone here with me this morning? When you see the face of a man coming out from the shrine bent, they don't tell him what he go do. It's heavy. Head bent is coming out like this. He has to go and consider it. If he's ready to come to the level he has demanded, then there must be sacrifice. Dangerous sacrifice. Paul said, "Though we are poor, yet making others rich." Sacrifice. Paul teared his life apart and was pointed as a sacrifice, as an offering. There are certain things that I have access to ride upon, but for sacrifice, I will pull myself from there and say, "No, let these things move for sacrifice." Even in your business, there are certain things you must sacrifice personally to move it. Sometimes some of us have sacrificed the comfort of staying in a duplex and moving to a two rooms because you want to move the business next level. The same way you sacrifice for your business, when it comes to the kingdom space, we sacrifice for greatness. You lift up your voice and say, by this sacrifice, comfort me on every side, increase my greatness. Lift up your voice and pray passionately. Everything, whatever that desire is, if it's a marital thing, if it's a career thing, if it is fruitfulness, if it is wealth, if whatever it is, wisdom and creativity, go ahead and talk to God. Shana darabada labaragabash. Sekete reprokosonto rabazada dadash. Randa gabarusko grekete leboshata. Randia nekosko grekete nemoshata. Elika swande lib regete dededesh. Are you praying this morning? Are you praying this morning? Shana da rabada namaswandelesh. Reko sub rekete lemo shata tata tata taya. Elieko sub rekete nemo shandelebaya. Razuzo breke swante lebranata. Rakata tata 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 taya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Even if I don't say any prayer again, stretch forth your hands. What you have done is the answer. Solomon did not have to pray. He just dropped the sacrifice and left. God showed up. Tonight I declare, the God who shows up on your altar of sacrifice tonight. And whatever that request, that long-standing issue, that stubborn issue, that next level of greatness you desire, that level of creativity you want to come into, that level of greatness you want to move your business to, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, sir. It is delivered in the name of Jesus. These 20 days of glory ushers you into a season of unlimited increase in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. Every person who has sacrificed sicknesses and diseases, illness, at the threshing floor of Aaron and God, steal the plague because of sacrifice. I declare that sacrifice nullify whatever it is the devil is working in your life. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you celebrate Jesus Christ?